Hello, it's Rich Wilson aboard Great American 3. It's December 16th, the afternoon where we are in the Indian Ocean. We're at 47 degrees south and about 55 degrees east, almost, not quite there, but almost, making 11.8 knots, of course, 78 degrees. Just jived a little bit ago. We got through the second big storm yesterday and last night, and it was very difficult. We found ourselves actually, bizarrely, in the middle of the Indian Ocean, having a lee shore with the Ile Creuset, three or four islands, and so we're under storm jib, trying to stay about 30 miles above those. We thought we'd be past them, but the wind had gotten lighter earlier in the day before this big storm came along, the second in the last three or four days. And we had a similar circumstance to the previous one, where the forecasts and the GRIB files, which are the moving forecasts of wind direction and velocity, were pretty far off. And I know it's a difficult thing to do to forecast the weather, but we had predictions of 30 to 35 knots of wind, and we had steady 50 to 55 knots, 58 knots, steady, steady, steady. As the storm actually departed, the beginning part of it was the night before, and then during the day we were kind of in the trough in the middle, and it was just kind of mushy with not much barometric pressure change. But then when we got to the back edge of it, there was a huge gradient, and I've never actually seen a gradient in a barograph that went absolutely at 45 degrees straight. Usually it arcs up a little bit, sort of accelerates up, and then decelerates down, maybe a little bit of an S-curve, but this was actually just like sideways at a set of stairs. It was unbelievable. And it just kept getting windier and windier, it seemed, but we had stretches where we had probably 62, 63 knots of wind for a couple of minutes at a time, and we had gotten down to the storm jib alone, and that was doing a heroic job of being able to keep us going on a beam reach sideways, almost 90 degrees to the wind, and therefore not lose any to leeward towards these islands. The other boat that was in the vicinity, Artemis, which is up about 130 miles or so ahead of us, of course, he didn't get this till later because it came up behind us, but he ended up sagging off sort of towards the northeast, where we really had to go east. And a little bit tougher that way, but we were able to do it. The pilot did a good job, and that little storm jib did a heroic job. Getting that mainsail down was not easy, which is what I was worried about for the first of the two storms, so I couldn't get the mainsail down. The trick is to actually have the storm jib up and hoist it, so that then you can try to sail upwind with the storm jib, not very close hauled, but fairly close hauled, fairly close to the wind. And then the mainsail gets blown away from the mast rather than being laid up against all the rigging like it was the other day when we were going downwind. And then it comes down most of the way, and then I went up to the mast and tossed a rope over each of the slides in succession and was able to pull down on the rope, pull slides down, and then got a couple of ropes over the whole sail around the middle of the boom. And it was all pretty dramatic and exciting, and spray going everywhere, and it's long 50, and it's it was just an unbelievable scene. This went on all night. I decided to charge the batteries at I don't know what time it was. I'm kind of on Paris time still here, along with universal time for the wind reports and so forth. I decided to charge the batteries. I actually had them charged up because we had some sunshine in the middle of the day, and the wind charger was doing something for us. It only actually took about an hour and a quarter to get the batteries to where they needed to be, but I let the engine run for another 45 minutes just because I'd just rather listen to the diesel engine 4 feet away than listen to what was going on outside. It was just too scary to be inside listening to what was going on outside. And So anyway, we got through that one. Poland's up now in the Reef of the Main. We're broad reaching. It's been a spectacular day for birds. There's just been hundreds and hundreds of birds circling the boat, mostly smaller birds compared to the huge albatross. There are a couple of those. So majestic, it's just beyond description. They're so big. Haven't gotten good pictures yet, but we'll try. Did try today, just didn't seem to click to get a good one. And some video as well. So anyway, that's it for today, the 16th, and we'll talk with you again tomorrow. Great American 3, off and clear.